What not?
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, like this is a news bulletin.
A news bulletin.
This tape simply is labeled Tom Brokaw still cannot talk.
Morning, Natalie. When wolves were reintroduced to the park in 1995, it was a controversial decision, but there was an unexpected dividend. These wolves, it turns out, have lots of fans across the country, and they come pouring into the park every summer just to take a look at what was once an endangered species.
What?
Of course, the wolves in the park and the wolves outside the park are different matters.
He sounds drunk like us.
In the states of Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana, wolves remain very controversial. I came into the park, as I always do, from the north, from the Montana cities of Bozeman and Livingston. Other people, of course, come in from Wyoming. There are two gateway cities here.
It's like 5 in the morning.
One east and one south. Natalie, I spend a part of every summer in Jackson Hole and also in Cody, but of course, I spend most of my time in Montana, in the big cities of Big Timber, Livingston, Bozeman, and West Yellowstone. And in Montana, we think of Jackson and Cody as our suburbs. And Natalie, I can promise you I'm going to hear about that.
Bozeman.
What was that?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Tango!
Charlie and Harrigan!
More after this.
No.
No, we're back.
We are back.
Just suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Exploitive and litigious. Yeah. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I hope Idahoans will allow me to continue serving gay people at the Minneapolis airport.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
Larry Craig.
He sure is.
Larry Craig.
I sure do like drinking when we do our show.
You know, we had a consensus out in the smoker's corner that this is the best draft show we've ever had.
Amen to that.
Yep, I think so.
And thanks to Steve Buckhantz for making that happen. That
Absolutely.
Was very, very cool.
And Steve, please do not think that you're not in this room now because we don't love you and want to have you on the show. I am afraid that if Steve got in here right now,
yes,
his personal life would be shambles as soon as he got in the car.
And his career.
Yeah, right?
But I'd like to say to Steve that we came in from Bozeman, from the north to Yellowstone, where the wolves come back to Old Faithful.
All I know
and is all the geysers that are around, Tom Brokaw, NBC, Daily News, broadcasting at 5 o'clock in the morning. Steve Buckhantz, confirmed bachelor.
All I know is I come in the room and it's like, take a look at her.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's nice. He says, she wanted the ring.
They all do.
They all learn, don't they, Steve?
You know, it's fantastic when you have a professional broadcaster.
I didn't ask to get Steve. Did you bang her at your mom's condo?
You love that mom's condo thing. Because I know in the day.
Back in the day, he used
you
to
You socialized
it.
With him.
Sure, Frida and I, I still am friends with Steve. We would go out as a couple. It would be us and whatever.
Girl du jour.
Yeah, John?
Whatever woman he had.
I have a question for you.
Yes, Tom.
Is this still the draft show? Does this still count technically as the draft show?
No.
Well, no matter.
Just keep pouring, Mike.
Mike pouring in.
No matter whatsoever.
Don't let stop me either. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Now, listen, we have you on the phone. Hello.
Now, the problem may be that Joe is more buzzed than any of us.
Mm. That is, and I'm surprised at that because I didn't think he was even participating.
All the lines just done going belly up.
Two words, head start.
We are trying to recap our draft as we look at America's most beautiful spot, Yellowstone National Park, Nally.
You know how fast warm lager goes to your head.
This is true. Warm lager, a connoisseur.
I'm on my second beer.
Joe Arthur. Connoisseur of warm lager. I feel as though, Don, I'm flying across the country drinking Bloody Marys on a 747.
And you look good this morning, Tom.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here, Nally.
No.
Nally.
You know.
Nally Morales.
You are almost to the point, I think, if I sat down with you.
Yes.
And you and I were just like shooting the ass.
Right.
We'd get right into that old my dad loved the Red Sox.
Yeah, you would.
Aren't you very close?
Do you feel the same vibe that we would have when we would fly across the country? When I'd be, you would want to, you'd want to sleep. You'd have a, we'd have the same amount of cocktails on a plane. You'd want to sleep, and I'd want to talk. That's why your liver is in better shape than I am.
Love to talk.
Mine, I mean, or I'm Frank Gore. Frank Gore, running back, San Francisco of 49ers. I will tell you, although I'm happy, I am not where Joe is right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
All right, man. You guys are awesome, man. That was a great draft.
Thank you.
That was just so cool. I wish our draft could go that fast. I'm going to be doing our draft tomorrow night in Sacramento.
Oh, sorry about that, friend.
Get a professional sportscaster.
It's going to take at least 6 hours.
You know, is there really any reason why a draft has to move slower than that?
No. I've been in a lot of drafts, as you have too. I don't want to make that like a misdirection.
No, but you do what? You're in four leagues this year.
But I've been in plenty of them where, seriously, in the first round, you get 2 minutes to pick. And then, like, you get a minute, and there are guys who have got charts and graphs, and it's like, you know, the stuff that we're doing, like, come on, retard. Like, that stuff is not tolerated.
No. Not even allowed.
In these serious drafts that I'm in.
See, I think they ought to be more like our draft. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. But I also think that it's become immensely easier to pick teams now because, I mean, you have more resources on the internet. I mean, I remember when literally we had to go out and get magazines that were 2 weeks late, and if a guy got hurt in preseason, you wouldn't be able to get the right guy. Now it's immediate on the internet. I mean, everybody had the same cheat sheet, except you. You had
my own.
I don't know what you had. I don't know what you had, but it looked very special.
Thank you.
And very colorful.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what it was.
Thank you. It was a special one.
And our draft is great because with only 8 teams, it doesn't really get down to the dregs. So there's always someone good to grab.
In fantasy, because I really don't know this, what are the average – I mean, the average leagues now, can they – what is the maximum number of teams?
I think you have like 12 teams.
12 teams? 12. All right.
8's nice.
12 leagues.
That's a dozen.
That's your phone, Mike.
Phone's ringing.
Maybe it's your mommy.
I have a text message.
It's from Steve Buckantz.
Dear Mike, you've been overpouring.
Guess what my finger smells like.
Fine, see you Steve. At my mom's condo.
Can't do it, Tony.
Dear Mike.
If you're listening, can't do it.
Is that Tony Pan?
That's Tony Pan. Tony, I can't do it. I'd love to play, but I can't.
Tony Diggs.
Tony Diggs and I, yes.
Tony Randall.
Tony.
Tony Tennille.
Tony Curtis.
Tony Perkins.
Tony Romo.
The other Tony Perkins.
I'm still ahead, though. I'm still one Tony ahead. Tony Awards.
Oh. No, not a proper name.
I'm still ahead, though, because I had Tony Tennille. Tony Stewart.
Tony the Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Still ahead. I had Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart. You got that one.
Tony, that group.
Yeah, that counts.
Kornheiser.
Oh, Rob.
Are you playing?
Rob,
or not?
That doesn't. That Rob,
you're
I'm taking Tony.
Not.
Then I take Tony Kornheiser.
No fair. No fair.
He just blurted it out.
No fair. I'm king of the Tonys. Y'all can eat
Tony,
me.
No, you're not. Tony Soprano. Oh.
Too late. Yeah, okay, now we're even.
We're not too late.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I missed the first couple of rounds. Did Robbie keep his purely Aryan football team, or did he draft the Jew boy Sage?
Oh, now stop that.
Rob, did you draft the Jew boy Sage? Who's he talking? Oh, Sage Rosenfels.
Sage Rosenfels.
All of my players are white and Protestant.
And, sir, I certainly...
And between 5'10 and 6'2.
As I speak for Matt Goldstein, I certainly hope you're...
I'm not happy.
I hope you're Jewish when you say that.
Oh, definitely not, but shalom.
what faith are you, sir?
I am a Catholic light Episcopalian.
Oh, Episcopalian. Very good.
Well, right go on. And run and ask for forgiveness.
Be proud.
Amen.
There's no need to make fun of people just because of what they are.
That's right, Rob.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Hello, Don
and Mike.
Are
we not
show?
All men?
I got that into my sinus cavity there.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
I missed the draft. Can you replay it?
Who's texting you now, man?
Gotcha, was the that he received that.
Tony heard you know.
Tony, stop doing this. I'm on the air, please.
Who's Tony?
He's a buddy of mine.
Tony Gonzalez, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My tight end.
Yeah. Tony Eason, who used to be a quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Tony Easler.
I have never heard
sorry,
of him.
Wrong. Mike Easler. Wrong.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, rhymes with Ava's baloney. Tony Parker.
Who's Tony Parker?
Well, Tony Parker is from the San Antonio Spurs.
Mr. Longoria.
Yeah, and he is the guy that married
Tony Quinn. Tony Quinn.
No, that's an Anthony, not a Tony.
His friends called him Tony.
Oh, no,
if we were making a movie with him, it would have been Tony Quinn.
No.
Tony Hopkins.
No, nobody calls Anthony Hopkins Tony Hopkins.
All the guys that made movies with him called him that. Tony.
They do not. They do not.
Tony Quinn. They know. Your brain's got your the shell on it.
You got the Tony on your brain.
I know. Tony on the brain.
You do. You know.
In the old days, this could have been a real show.
Tony Caligny Arrow. Who's the?
Tony Caligny. You're king of the Tonys. I give it to you.
Hey!
A famous Red Sox player.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're king of the Tonys.
Guy got hit in the face with a baseball,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Ended his career, basically.
Right!
Tony C.
All you Tonys belong to me.
And that's what he was known as, Tony C.
Hey!
Just in case you were wondering.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Can I say something? I think that's ugly.
What?
That whole thing. I think that when we come back from the break... I want all of those tapes taken away immediately.
I agree.
That is truly ugly. Very, very ugly. Mm-hmm.
And no more making fun of people.
Damn.
I don't want this tape.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed. And
that's not nice. Oh, I don't want this one.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
No, I don't want this one.
Somebody give me a C.
No, that's a bad one, too.
I don't want this one.
That bitch!
Do you want them all removed?
Yes, Mike.
Damn it.
Put them in another studio?
Yes, far away from here.
We'll put them in Mr. Buckhanson's studio.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Don't bother holding up a sign now that says commercials.
Buttered bread.
You goddamn rummy. Where were you 3 hours ago?
Was that John holding that up or Joe?
No, it was John.
John.
It was one of
I think John is the only sober one here. That's true.
No.
He didn't drink.
He didn't drink a drop.
Well, then he's just on meds.
Well, that could be.
It's his, it's his antidepressants.
Hello, Donna, Mike. What was Steve mixing today, incidentally? It was some sort of pain medication, right?
What did he say that was, Rob? What was that pain medication?
He said he was on Quaaludes.
Demerol.
He said he was really on something for his knees.
Yeah, it was liquid Demerol.
For gout.
And just a little black tar heroin.
That's just a touch, my good man. Mm-hmm. Hello. And he's smoking weed.
Hello. It's Donna and Mike show. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi there. Hey, what's up,
buddy? Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Tony Danza.
Oh,
you know what? That's too late, though.
Yeah, but it is a wonderful Tony. Tony Randall.
I had it.
Oh, you had it already?
Hi, Donna. I'm king of the Tonys.
I already crowned you king.
Hello.
Yeah.
Donna Mike show.
Tony Soprano, Tony Braxton, and Tony Colletti.
Okay, everybody just stop it.
Not fair.
Hello, Donna Mike show. And that Tony Colletti or whatever her name is.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Oh, heinous. Skanky.
Who the hell is she?
She's an actress with one. She is really one of those butterface girls.
Yeah,
really?
She was in Little Miss Sunshine. She was in The Sixth Sense.
God damn, she looks like a grown-up olive oil.
You know who's another butterface? Who is the sister of Jake Gyllenhaal? Same last name. Is it Maggie Gyllenhaal? Yeah,
Jake.
Oh, I watched her.
What is Maggie Gyllenhaal in?
She did an obscure movie that I saw, and she's kind of an art film actress. And,
she's not. You know, your friend Tony.
This is pissing me off.
Of course, you could always just put the phone on vibrate, Mike.
There's picture mail. All right.
Oh, someone's saying.
Oh, it's a picture of his balls.
All right. How do you get picture mail? Do you press go?
Go.
Do you press go?
How do you do that?
Do you get picture mail?
Or as Mike said during the draft, what does he do?
What does he do? How do you get picture mail?
All right. I don't get a lot of pictures
Charlie
sent
phone.
To me. I know it's going to be something special.
I don't know, Charlie Phone. How do you get picture mail? Uh-huh. Hello, email machine. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike, this is Barry. I'm cutting a...
Yeah, Barry. Barry.
Hi, Barry. What's happening? I'm
cutting a spot, Tony.
What? What?
Have a good one. We love you.
What can we do for you?
I'm cutting a spot, Tony.
Tony.
That's another Tony.
The Barry White Tony.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, boys.
Mike is totally just into his phone right now, trying to find out how picture phone works.
Picture,
hi there.
Picture mail.
Mike deserves credit for the Tony Hopkins. Alec Baldwin refers to him as Tony Hopkins on the video.
Listen, F you. I'm doing everything I can to pay goddamn attention here while Mike is staring at his phone. Don't you dare defend Mike on the Anthony game, the Tony game.
What's wrong with defending me? I heard defending me. What happened?
He's back.
Is someone defending me? All right. It was a pornographic picture that I won't share with any of you.
This is the news.
We got a break from the news, Mike. Right.
I am razor sharp.
With your host, Steve Buckhantz.
All right. Stay tuned.
More after this.
We'll be right back.
Time to take a break, Don. Come on, get with it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.